During this time of year, one of the things that we often see on TV and in magazines is that there's a lot of retrospectives, kind of looking back on the year, helping us to recall different events that happened. And these can be often very fun and really exciting. And as rational human beings, we've been gifted by God with a memory, to be able to recall things in our lives. And part of that as well is also being able to ascribe meaning to those events, whether that meaning is a positive thing or a negative thing. And when we do this kind of reflection, we also have the choice to be able to reflect on it either with the Lord or without the Lord. And what Mary gives us is a clear example of what I'm describing, about how to reflect with the Lord in all things. After the shepherds visit the Christ child and they speak about the message that is given to them, Mary, it says in Scripture, takes all these things and reflects on them in her heart. And that reflection is not something that she's just doing herself, but she is doing it with the Lord. Meaning, what she's seeing in this is that all of this is being done in light of God's plan. She's putting these things in God's providence. Now notice that in her reflection, at least the way that it's described here, that she's not given a total or complete clarity or understanding of all the events. She knows that her son is going to be destined to be the savior of the world. She's aware of that. And she knows that she has a very special role in that as the servant and handmaid of the Lord. But she receives the message from the shepherds, but she's not given exactly moment by moment what's going to happen at every particular place. Instead, she just receives it and allows it to be taken into her heart and acknowledges that the Lord is taking this, that the Lord has these events. She receives and then trusts in God's plan and just lets it unfold over time. And in Scripture, we'll see this over and over again with Mary. It'll be noted by the gospel writers that she takes these things, often events, and reflects on them in her heart. And this is important for us because we have lots of events in our lives that occur. And we often want to know the exact reason why they occur. And often it's very rare that we really get that kind of clarity, especially in the moment or often even reflecting immediately after. Instead, we need to reflect like Mary. We need to receive what is given by the Lord and ask the Lord in his providence to help guide us through those events. And ask the Lord, Lord, what clarity do you want to provide in your time, in what you have given me? And the Lord will often give us that. Now, it may not be exactly what we want, but the Lord will reveal and show us over time and also help us to understand the meaning of those events. But we need to allow it to just rest in the Lord's hands, to just allow for the Lord to take it and allow his plan to be unveiled, to receive and let the Lord take it. And as we do this, it shouldn't be done out of fear or trepidation or worry or shame or disturbance, but with knowledge that the love of God guides all things in our life, that the love of God is taking care of these things in our life, and to allow the Lord's beautiful plan, whatever it is, to unfold in our lives. So as we reflect on our years, we reflect on just events going on in our lives or events from our past, let's allow, just as Mary did, to allow the Lord to be able to take these things, to reflect on these things in our heart with the Lord, and allow Mary to guide us in that. Mary becomes not just the mother of Jesus, but she also becomes our mother as well, mother of the church. So let's ask for her intercession as we take these things in our lives and ponder them in our heart.